Jeff Swanhorst, and I am Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer at AgriBank in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay, and AgriBank is part of FCS Financial?
Yeah, actually AgriBank is one of the four, there's four farm credit banks across the U.S., and AgriBank is one of those. And we're essentially a wholesale lender to the farm credit associations in the geography that we cover. So we would lend money to a farm credit association, and then they, of course, turn around and are lenders to farmers in their areas as well as other businesses they lend money to.
Let's talk about the ag economy in general now, your views on that.
Yeah, in general, agriculture has been very good, and it continues to generally be good. I will say that the drought situation in 2012 will definitely have an impact. In general terms, crop farmers will still be okay and show profits, I believe, because most of them took advantage of the crop insurance program. Where the most stress will be, and it's already there, is for livestock producers that are obviously buying these high-priced commodities to feed livestock, or they might be in a cow-calf area where there's not enough pasture, they had to start buying hay to feed their cows, or maybe they just had to sell some of their cows to get through the season.
Have you already seen an increase in their needs for loans?
You know, in general terms, there hasn't been a material increase in their need for loans yet. The AgriBank district, which of course includes 17 farm credit associations, has had loan volume growth, but most of it has come from kind of normal things like farmers buying more ag real estate and then farm credit being involved in that financing.
Well, about that ag real estate, certainly the prices are higher than they've ever been.
Yeah, we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years a ramp up of significantly of ag real estate values, and it's probably been more apparent in the last 3 or 4 years. And really what's driving it is high net income levels at the farm gate or at the farmer level. And of course that's been driven by, you know, heightened demand for a lot of the ag commodities we raise in the geography that we cover. And of course that's provided net income, which means that the land should carry a higher value.
Are we going to see these high prices continue? Is there a so-called bubble coming?
Yeah, really good question. We spend a lot of time on that topic. I don't believe that there's a land value bubble per se, where we're going to have some significant reduction in land values, you know, in the near term. However, I will say that there are definitely parcels of land being sold at extremely high values. They're typically much higher than other land is selling in a geographical area. And in those cases, I believe those prices are too high. And again, those sorts of sales are unusual, but there's some of them out there.
Would you be talking about places in Iowa, for example?
Yeah, probably the place, and you see it in media sources, there have been some very high land sale values in northwest Iowa. And there have been some other sales in other parts of Iowa and Illinois that are probably the highest values we've seen on a per acre basis.
Well, now, what does this mean then to the person who is buying the property in terms of their loan? Are they at a higher risk?
In general, what the farm credit associations have done is they've limited the amount of lending they will do against the land value. They look at the income producing potential of the land, as well as they generally have a guideline of not lending more than 65% of the value of the land. And especially in those highest priced areas, they've actually done a lot of computations around sustainable land values, which may drive them to set debt caps per acre that are actually lower than 65% of the appraised value. And I think that's a very prudent practice that ag real estate lenders are following today, so that, you know, the farmers themselves are putting a lot of equity into the transactions when they buy the land.
That might have been some good advice for the general economy a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a good point. And a lot of times we get compared to, in ag real estate, the lending that went on in the home sector you know, in the broader economy. And, you know, in general terms, there was some very liberal lending. At times, lenders may have lent 100% of the value of the home, which obviously would have been okay if home values would have kept going up, but they didn't. And, of course, caused a big problem that a lot of us have dealt with as homeowners and as general taxpayers.
Lessons learned in 2012 and then looking ahead to 2013.
Probably the main lesson I would say about 2012 is farmers need to continue to take advantage of their ability to buy crop insurance. That's a very big part of it. And then the other point I'd like to make, and this really is more on the livestock sector, livestock producers have really evolved over time where they're taking much more advantage of price risk management tools in marketing, as an example, their hog production and setting their price on buying commodities. And they need to continue to do that because most of the time, if they're staying in tune with the marketplace, there are opportunities to set prices where they can be profitable, and they need to continue to do that.